From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 16th, 2026. The partner of the man shot and killed by an ICE agent in Biddeford on Monday spoke publicly for the first time today. At a press conference in Biddeford, Martha Carolina Rojas Alvarez says 25-year-old Juan Sebastian Duran Guerrero was a loving partner and a devoted father to their 3-year-old daughter. Reporter Ari Snyder was there and joins me now. Ari, tell us about what you heard today.
Yeah, so Nicole, this was a really raw and emotional press conference. She was really there to read a statement. It's the most personal and intimate portrait that we've gotten so far of who Duran Guerrero was, you know, to some of the people who were closest to him. Let's just, you know, listen to this clip. It's a little bit long, but it gives a sense of sort of what the event felt like. This is Rojas Alvarez describing Duran Guerrero with an interpreter following in English.
Juan Sebastián Duran Guerrero era un hombre juicioso, trabajador, entregado a su familia. Soñaba siempre en grande y tenía muchos sueños por cumplir.
Juan Sebastián Duran Guerrero. He was a responsible man, a hard worker devoted to his family. He always dreamed big and he had so many dreams left to fulfill. He was always happy and his joy was contagious. He loved to work and he couldn't stand sitting still. From the moment we met, we never separated again. We were always one.
And you know, like I said, this really was the tone of her remarks. You know, she talked about the joy and the security that Duran Guerrero brought to their lives, and then the immeasurable heartbreak of losing him, especially for their 3-year-old daughter, who she says was just very, very close with her dad.
And Ari, there was a lawyer for the family there as well. What did he say?
Yeah, so first of all, this lawyer, Benjamin Gideon, made clear that while there will be a time for lawsuits and for trying to hold the ICE agents who killed Duran Guerrero accountable, Gideon said today was not that day, that today was about understanding who Duran Guerrero was as a person. But Gideon did stress that Duran Guerrero had never been accused of a crime, that he had legal work authorization, and that he was following a lawful immigration pathway. Here's a clip of some of what Gideon had to say.
So we as a nation and we as a community have to answer a simple question. Do we accept the idea that innocent, loving partners and loving and devoted fathers of 3-year-olds can be collateral damage to this government's policy?
You know, and Gideon pointed to the fact that this was, in fact, the second fatal ICE shooting in a week after agents also killed a man in Houston, Texas.
And Ari, you've also been speaking with immigrant residents in Biddeford this week. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so unsurprisingly, right, this death has taken a huge toll, so much fear and sadness and shock. And like most places in Maine, right, Biddeford isn't that big. There aren't many degrees of separation between people. And so a lot of people knew him, whether through mutual friends. A lot of people say they knew him as a food delivery driver. You know, this also happened after months of increased ICE activity in Maine and, you know, in Maine generally and including Biddeford. So this didn't come out of nowhere, right? This builds on the fear and the anxiety that people have been experiencing for months. One immigrant business owner that I spoke with downtown told me business at his market has been down for months, especially since the ICE surge in January. He mentioned to me that it's even scarier that Duran Guerrero was not the person ICE was looking for, raising the fear that, you know, what happened to him could really happen to anyone.
That's Maine Public reporter Ari Snyder. Ari, thank you.
Thank you.
One of the 13 declared Democratic candidates for Maine's Senate race has dropped out in protest of the party's selection process. Paige Loud, who was also a candidate in last month's second congressional district primary, says she believes the Maine Democratic Party's nominating process had become a, quote, deeply unserious spectacle. Loud says candidates are scrambling to line up people willing to run for one of the 500 delegate spots at the July 25th nominating convention. And she says that means candidates with the most money have an advantage.
And I just don't believe that packing a room full of people who have already pledged to a candidate is democratic. And it's not a game that I'm willing to be a part of.
County Democratic committees will hold their nominating meetings on Saturday and Sunday. Maine counted about 280 fewer people experiencing homelessness this winter in its annual survey. This year's point-in-time count was conducted on January 26th. Overall, more than 2,100 people were found to be sleeping either outside or in shelters that night. State officials say the decline is partly due to the continued phasing out of emergency housing motel programs, including one in Saco that had launched during the pandemic. But Dean Klein, the executive director of Maine's Continuum of Care, says the count also showed that more people were sleeping outside as opposed to a shelter.
There's no single answer, but I would say it reflects a combination of limited housing availability.
Ann Klein says those who are in a shelter are staying longer, meaning there's less turnover and fewer opportunities for others to get a spot. State public health officials celebrated the progress that Maine has made in reducing fatal drug overdoses today at the 8th Annual Opioid Summit in Bangor. Last year, the state recorded a 46% reduction in fatal overdoses from a peak in 2022. And Maine CDC Director Dr. Pateri Vah says since 2019, more than 600,000 doses of naloxone have been distributed,
contributing to over 12,600 potentially fatal overdose reversals. Those are lives.
The group Penobscot County Cares says the statewide decline is a hopeful development, but that the crisis isn't improving in Penobscot County. It's the only county in Maine that saw an increase in overdose deaths last year compared to the year prior. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, an update on the U.S. Senate race. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.